U.S. regulators have approved the state-owned China National Chemical Corporation's $43 billion purchase of Syngenta, one of the world's biggest agricultural, chemical, and seed producers. And if the sale goes through, it'll be China's biggest ever foreign acquisition. More action on the M&A front is in the works. Pharma giant Pfizer is buying the biotech company Medivation for $14 billion. So joining us now with more is Jill Schlesinger. She's a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Happy Monday to you, Jill.
Yeah, happy merger Monday.
Happy merger Monday. Okay, so let's start with that Pfizer deal. What do they find so attractive about Medivation?
When Medivation has this big prostate cancer drug, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but it has X's and T's and it's not Mexican. So what I can tell you is that this is a very big business. This drug, Xtandi. There we go.
Yep.
It already generates about $2 billion in yearly sales, and analysts say this could more than double. So this is a big drug, and it's already approved, so it's not something in the pipeline. It's making money.
Right, so no development costs when it's already under patent protection and fully approved. Okay, so that's the Pfizer Medivation story. Let's turn back now to China National Chemical Corporation's $43 billion acquisition there. China, obviously, state-owned, and Syngenta is a Swiss company. Why is it passing through U.S. regulators?
Well, you know, it's very weird because we have this special committee, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. This is a government body that has the power to block deals that may pose a threat to national security. And the reason that the U.S. is involved is about a quarter of Syngenta sales do come from North America. So every regulator's got a piece in this pie. That's why this deal still has some roadblocks ahead. We've got the European Union's going to weigh in on it. Australia's going to weigh in on it. So a lot of hurdles that face the deal. But it is a massive deal, $43 billion, as you said.
Really interesting because last year, Monsanto, you know, not the smallest company in the world, giant Monsanto, also tried to purchase Syngenta, but that deal was rejected. So obviously, these are major hurdles for any company to go through. Why is ChemChina seemingly a better buyer or getting farther along in the process?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the cash component. Monsanto, it's a U.S. company, but they were offering a deal that was more of a stock-laden deal. And obviously, for Syngenta to have, it's like you're selling your house. Would you rather have someone who's got to go through a process and raise the money and then, you know, get the mortgage and buy your house? Or someone comes by and says, hey, knock, 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 I've got all cash. So the ChemChina deal definitely is a more cash-heavy deal. And this is also interesting because, as you said, it's state-owned. A lot of regulatory thorniness here. But I also would point out here that it's kind of interesting. It's part of the Chinese companies that are sort of going on a buying spree. And this has a lot to do with a slowdown in growth in China itself. And they're looking abroad to start to drive revenue. You know, once that China miracle goes away, it's like every other company around the world. You've got to look for growth somewhere.
Right. I mean, in January, it took a minority stake in Mercuria, a Swiss energy company. And last year, of course, ChemChina bought Pirelli, the Italian tire maker. So in the last couple seconds that we have, are we likely to see more of this kind of stuff from China?
Oh, absolutely. And they've got the cash to do it. And I think that's really what's driving many of these deals. Find the money and go on and go ahead, give your shareholders something to chew on.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always, Jill.
Take care.